It was supposed to be a one-hour fishing trip off the coast of South Carolina. For 17-year-old Josh and his 15-year-old friend Troy, it turned out to be a six-day nightmare at sea. When they sat out on a little 14-foot sunfish, they didn't know about the small craft warnings in the area. And within hours, these fierce winds had pulled them out to sea to a point 111 miles north, well outside of the Coast Guard search area. And they fought to stay alive, eating raw jellyfish, gargling seawater. They were severely sunburned, they were exhausted, they're dehydrated. After 48 hours, the Coast Guard announced they were suspending their search and moving from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. But there was this uncle who refused to concede that the boys were dead. He's a police officer, so he thinks rescue. And after studying the weather and the currents, he concluded they might be as far as the area where they actually were found. He made sure that fishing vessels in the area were alerted to be looking for the boys, and as they were praying, that God would either take them home or take them to heaven. Some fishermen spotted them and saved them. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about love that cannot let you go. That's what that uncle had. When everyone else had given up hope of saving these boys, he was still looking for a way to do it. He was a rescuer who refused to give up and who would not quit. You have someone who loves you like that. Someone who has refused to give up on rescuing you. You say, do I need rescuing? Oh, yeah, we all do. Because we are paying the price for all the times that we have done things our way instead of God's way. All the times we've broken God's laws. All the times we've pushed our Creator to the margins of our life. Isaiah 53:6, our word for today from the Word of God, describes our lostness this way. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. See, we are paying the price in guilt and stress and brokenness and loneliness and bitter consequences of our selfish mistakes. Worse yet, that's only a taste of the ultimate price we will pay for drifting so far from our home port. If we don't get rescued, we will end up separated from God and his love forever. That's the penalty for spiritual hijacking, taking over a life that God was supposed to direct. It's called sin. So whether or not you realize the spiritual danger you're in, your only hope is still a rescuer. And there is one, but only one. He doesn't want to leave you lost. And here's how he proved it. He found a way to bring you home, but it cost him everything. Speaking of Jesus, that statement in Isaiah says, the Lord has laid on him the wrongdoing of us all. For Jesus, the road to rescue you led to a cross, and that is where he paid for our sin. Jesus said he leaves the sheep that are already in to, quote, go after the lost sheep. Could that be you today? He's come right to where you are to reach out his hand to you right now. And when you grab his hand, when you grab him as your only hope, you are rescued. You're headed for the home your heart's been missing your whole life. And you've got to be willing to leave the course that has been taking you away from God and to depend totally on Jesus to make you clean and take you to heaven someday. And this could be the day of your rescue. Would you say to him, Jesus, I've run my life long enough. I'm ready to turn that over to you. My only hope of going to heaven, my only hope of ever having my sins forgiven is what you did on the cross and the fact that you are alive and walked out of your grave. I'm inviting you to walk into my life this very day. You know, our website is there for you at a point just like this, so you can be sure you've begun a relationship with Jesus. It's anewstory.com. You get that? Anewstory.com. See, Jesus really, really loves you. He doesn't want to lose you. He went all the way to a cross to bring you home. And now, he's reaching for you to rescue you. Now, while you can, grab his hand.